Back here on today's Valley Radio Sports page, we're catching up with head coach of the Central College baseball team, Adam Carey, following what was supposed to be a doubleheader against Wartburg over the weekend. Unfortunately, only one game gets in and 15 out shy of getting game number two in. But Coach Carey, overall, when you look at the game Saturday, what was kind of your feeling with how the Dutch performed against the Knights?
Yeah, I think game one, you know, their pitching really shut us down in the box. They did a good job of getting ahead and staying ahead. And their starter, he had a great start. And on the flip side, I think our starter, Mark Kenny, came out and competed really, really hard, competed really, really well. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough. And they kind of stacked those runs on in the middle of the late innings. And that was kind of the final kicker there.
And, you know, when you look at the way that this game kind of shook out, you talked about, you know, they were able to get to Mark a little bit. He did a good job of battling and competing with this club. But it just felt like every time that there could be a bounce in the game, the bounce was just out of reach or it would be a big break for Wartburg. What did that do, do you feel like, to the mentality of your team just seeing every break seem to fall against them and going in Wartburg's favor?
Yeah, I'd say that's baseball. I mean, there's going to be days where it bounces your way. There's going to be days where it doesn't. I don't think it changed our guys' psyche or mindset or anything like that. We kept going after plays, kept getting after it. Ball didn't bounce our way, but we needed to do plenty of other things in order to help the ball bounce our way as well.
And looking at the flip side of it, looking at the defensive effort, you know, pretty clean game there in game number one, but like you mentioned, just couldn't get the bats going. What's the way to go about fixing that? Because I know that last weekend we talked about it with the Simpson games. Bats just have kind of not been able to get it going, especially early in these series. What's the way that changes so that you see some of the performance you've been getting in the back half of these three game sets so you can get them earlier in these games?
Yeah, you know, we talk a lot program-wide about stacking days, stacking games, stacking positive performances, whether it be in practice, in the classroom, off the field. Positive performances, stacking those, that's a big deal. From where we're at right now, you know, we swung it pretty well Tuesday. We're looking to stack today. We didn't end up stacking today, but that's the way that you get out of something like this, is you stack the good days and the good outings on top of each other, and you let the process continue to take care of itself.
And we're talking to Adam Carey, head coach of the Central College baseball team, kind of flipping the script to game two here, talking a little bit. Honestly, a fairly clean game before things got shut down, and we're going to touch on that in a minute, but you look at the way that things were progressing in that game. It was really just two innings. It was a couple of bloop hits. It wasn't necessarily anything that Wartburg did special to grab those runs that they were able to grab against you and take that lead. What do you feel like was kind of the difference in game two that didn't allow maybe some of those dink and dunk one-run innings to continue to add up in game number two?
Max Steinlage's competitiveness. I think, you know, the way that he kept going after hitters, you know, they'd get a, you know, dink hit there, hard hit ball here. He would come back and utilize the swing and miss stuff that he has throughout his outing. I was really happy with the way he competed. He got deep into a lot of counts, but he found a way to finish at bats when we needed to. He did a really good job of limiting that offense when they did have other opportunities to score.
And I don't have the numbers in front of me, Coach, but it felt like more guys were getting on base in game number two as opposed to game number one. A lot more innings where you made Wartburg starter work harder to get outs and stuff like that, but just unable to get that run across and get that big hit, that big timely hit when you needed it. One, how big of an effect do you feel like that had on the game as we were continuing to go through before the stoppage? And beyond that, what is the change there to, you know, come through in those moments and just do something, put the ball in play to where you can get that runner across?
Yeah, I think it just comes down to somebody who needs to be the guy. Somebody make the decision to be the guy when there's a runner in scoring position to get that big hit, put the good swing on the ball. We can't, you know, control the result of that. Is it going to land and are we going to score the run? We can't control that, but can we control the type of swing we put on it? Yes, and I think we did put some good swings on balls throughout that game before we halted it there. It's just a matter of continuing to stack those at-bats together.
And, Coach, you mentioned it. The game halted here on Saturday, the second game at least. You'll finish that series. It's going to be Monday now. There was talk of Saturday, Sunday following the postponement of Friday's game, but weather this weekend in Iowa just way too unpredictable. Come back, try again on Monday. For starters, how do you go about approaching the mindset of that game, picking it back up, going into the bottom of the seventh inning on Monday at 2 o'clock?
Yep. Yeah, I just telling our guys, hey, they have a four-run head start. It's a nine-out game. Let's win the nine-out game one frame at a time, and we'll let the cards fall where they may. Stick to what we do. Play this nine-out game offensively the way that we need to play it and see who comes out on top at the end.
And real quick, too, having a halted game, I mean, I'm sure it's more common than what I'm thinking it is, but just for you as a first-year coach to have a game halted here in the middle and have to pick it up back, not the day after or anything like that, 2 days after, what's that experience like for you here at year number one, just getting something like that under your belt?
It's unique. It's very unique. You know, we knew what we were getting into this weekend with the weather. We knew we were – you know, we needed to start early on today in order to get as much of game one and two in as we could, so that should we have to move the series to Monday, we're not missing much class. You know, we want to get our guys through classes with finals coming up and everything like that. It's a very unique situation. Our guys are handling it really well. Our coaching staff's handling it really well. It's just a matter of how we respond now Monday when the games start back up.
Absolutely. Coach Carey, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Monday. I know that when this interview re-airs again, it'll be on Monday during the games against Wartburg, but I appreciate the time as always and wish you best of luck there and the rest of the season.
Sounds good. Thank you very much, Tyler.
Absolutely. That was Adam Carey, head coach of the Central College baseball team, here on today's Nightly Radio Sports Page.